the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gura. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Here to tell you the truth no matter what it means. Somebody gets hurt, well, sorry. That's what's got to happen. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the NASCAR driver who was the accidental tourist that triggered the Let's Go Brandon phenomenon, he's struggling to get sponsors. He's getting punished. He had nothing to do with it. Number two, the economy is having a big negative impact on the nation, as you know, and even as the Biden administration tries to duck the concerns, Americans are growing concerned and, well, frankly, angry. And number three, the third year of the pandemic now on tap. Right now, I know more people with COVID today than at any time during the last 2 years. Remarkable. I'm going to shut down the virus. Yeah, Joe, just clean your shorts. We'll get to the virus later. Some of the people that I know that are sick are pretty sick. Others have no symptoms at all. I'm likely COVID positive sitting here talking to you today. It keeps us all wondering what is really going on and who do you believe? Who do you really trust? It's pretty clear the Biden administration, despite all the boasting that they would shut down the virus, are no closer to that today than before taking office. In fact, many would argue, me included, they're farther away. It's put us in a far worse position. 50,000 new cases in New York City on Christmas Eve alone. By far the biggest number recorded ever. 50,000. All right, so this is a year, almost a year after taking office. The cases are exploding across the country. And there's no end in sight. Maybe Omicron is the answer. Maybe it's not. We talked about this prior to me being gone for a few days for Christmas. Omicron is milder. It runs faster and farther. And infects a lot more people. But of the group of people that I know, a couple are pretty sick. Several, no symptoms at all. Me, I seem to be in the middle. Now, I'm not quite sure where I am status-wise, but I'm holed up here in the bunker. And yeah, the door is still locked, so nobody's getting in. You also have to wonder here about the media handmaidens. The media handmaidens, they kept up the vigil of fear over the last 4 or 5 months. I mean, really pounded it. Are they willing to admit now how wrong they have been about, well, everything? They're the ones promoting the vaccines, and they're the ones promoting Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And now, I mean, they're in free fall. The ratings for the president, the ratings for the vice president, absolute free fall. You know, you see some alleged polling companies trying to keep their numbers up a little bit higher, but they're not. Support for this president's in the mid-30s at best. Mid-30s at best. And it could be remarkably worse. We'll find out next year, which isn't far away. Meanwhile, a trip down memory lane, I think, is in order. All those promises that were made, how those that were enchanted with the idea of winning a political argument would say anything, and therefore they kept saying that Joe Biden was somehow a better president than Donald Trump. Dismissed all of the concerns about the vaccines and the testing and the lockdowns and all of that. They dismissed all concerns that they were overpromising. Here's one of the most powerful voices on the left and one of the most vocal supporters and defenders of Joe Biden every day, spreading the gospel at the end of March, just this year, spreading the gospel of the vaccine and how Joe Biden was going to deliver a healthy nation. Listen. Is she not going to make it? I guess not. Guess she's not going to make it. Well, let me put it this way. Rachel Maddow said that the vaccines were clearly the answer. That the vaccines meant the end of the virus. The pandemic was all but over in March. Rachel Maddow said so. What we know is this is the end of the pandemic. All we have to do is vaccinate more people. and it'll be over. The problem is the vaccines have proven to be completely ineffective at stopping the spread of the virus. We're told that it prevents bad outcomes, but for how long? That's the real question. 4 months? 6 months? 8 months? I know this. CNN named Pfizer's CEO the medical person of the year, or something like that. And so you've got mixed messages, I think is a fair way to put it. Now, here's the thing. I have people, what is remarkable to me is that people actually send me letters. Well, this doctor said this. You can't possibly believe that. One doctor said something? Well, gosh, I should throw out everything that I've studied and learned and just trust you. I mean, apparently you're the one guy in America or the one woman in America that has it all figured out. I guess I misunderstood. For example, the rapid tests. About 1 in 4 can show a false positive. So I get a note from a guy here today. Well, you know, those tests are, the guy that created those tests said they're no good. There's 11 different tests out there or more. He said, well, yeah, but that's like, how many people make apple juice? I don't know how many people are reckless with the facts when it comes to COVID on both sides of the conversation. A lot. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mimo, if I don't just buy into what you say, because apparently you're the guy that knows everything. Please, don't give yourself too much credit. And don't throw your shoulder out of joint by patting yourself on the back. I figured it out. You're the one guy. Congratulations. You're the one guy that figured it all out. So proud of you right now. By the way, here's something else you might not have heard, and I didn't either. But it was something I picked up on, and that is that COVID can push your blood pressure higher. Yeah, COVID can push your blood pressure higher. It's still being studied. I can tell you this. Having high blood pressure, hypertension, is one of the comorbidities that can create a bad outcome, along with obesity. But it's also been become more and more clear that if you get COVID or the vaccine, it will raise your blood pressure for at least a short period of time, maybe longer. And by the way, that's the pressure of the blood in the walls of the arteries. How much is pushing out? It can create problems. High blood pressure, as you know, hypertension can cause real problems. But apparently, the vaccines and the disease itself can create high blood pressure issues. I share this with you because I feel like you need to know this, right? You need to know this. All right. Especially if you have high blood pressure, some of you knows does. You know, I flirt with it, so I concern myself with paying attention to it. Now you know. Make sure you get your blood pressure taken care of. Oh, and by the way, make sure you're on a regular regimen if you need it. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, today's high-efficiency oil heat systems are so advanced that you can cut your bills by 25% or more when you upgrade. And with rebates up to $1,000, there's never been a better time to replace your old oil heat equipment. To learn more about oil heat rebates, visit useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
This is former Detroit Lion Rob Rubick with another week of the NFL season, another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code HUGE. That's HUGE, H-U-G-E. The Lions looked like a different team today against the Falcons. However, the outcome was much the same. Aaron Glenn's defense, once again, was aggressive, fast, and scrappy. The Tim Boyle-led offense at times was productive, but ultimately failed when called upon to score in the final drive. The long, methodical drives did not bear fruit in the end, which put the Lions in a tough place. Effort, once again, could not be questioned, but the final result was not what the Lions fans had hoped for. They have played much better over the past 6 weeks, so hopefully, with a good offseason of personnel moves, the first 6 weeks next year will even be better than the last 6 weeks of this season.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time. A super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel, perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskOx.com.